Okay, QIK, they're famous for allowing you to stream video from your mobile devices, mobile phones, and so forth. And they've come out with an application that's finally been approved for the iPhone, and it is free. Unfortunately, it's a big disappointment. So don't rush, even though the price is right, here, August 13th, 2009. No sense to rush and get this program. Let me tell you what's disappointing about it, and I'll tell you the couple of things that are decent about it. What's disappointing about it? A, apparently it only works over Wi-Fi, which for me is pretty much worthless because most of the places I am out in the field with my iPhone, I don't have Wi-Fi available, and that's the whole point. You're out in the field, you're supposed to be able to use the 3G connection to do what you need to do. Second, apparently it doesn't allow you to stream video from the iPhone, even if you do have a Wi-Fi connection. At least I can't figure out how to do it with the app. So what's the point? If all it will do is allow you to record a video on the iPhone and then upload it to Quick, that's then available shortly thereafter. I mean, there's all kinds of great programs that'll do that. Twitvid.com is their URL. I've been using that for quite a while and it's fantastic. Now, the only thing that Quick has that I do like is it will pinpoint the video on the map. I wish Twitvid had that functionality. So that is nice. But again, if I'm out in the field and I don't have Wi-Fi available, then I can't use it anyway. So the fact that it'll pinpoint it on the map is pretty much meaningless. So unless they get this application so it'll work on 3G and really ideally so that it will stream, then I don't see the big deal here, unless I'm missing something. Now, I do like the way the program works. I do like the Quick homepage. If you go to quick.com/CraigShip, that's the URL for mine. And I haven't really been using it because, again, they don't really have an app that's decent for the iPhone, and this new app is no exception. So I haven't really been using the service. Other people that have Android phones and other types of phones where they can get apps that work on them, I guess it's working out okay for them. But I don't know. Just a non-news day as far as I'm concerned. So you can pretty much skip the Quick application for the iPhone 3GS. Unless, of course, you're always somewhere where you have a Wi-Fi connection and you want to just use it for uploading videos, then I guess it's a pretty neat little app for uploading videos quickly and pinpointing them on the map. Over and out. By the way, follow me at twitter.com/CraigShip, CraigShipp. Thanks.